Big news now. We're going to speak to one of the superstars, one of the pioneers of Australian basketball in Michelle Timms, because some very exciting news in the last 24 hours that Lauren Jackson is back in the green and gold. It was described in the Herald Sun today as the green and bold. So a very warm welcome to you, Michelle. And like most Australian basketball fans, you've probably got an extra spring in your step this morning.
I certainly have. It's fantastic news on a number of different levels, in fact. So, very happy to hear that Lauren Jackson will be attending the next Australian Opals camp. I think it's coming up in a week's time. So, she's been building to this. So, I don't think she actually had it in the front of her mind when she decided to play for Albury Wodonga, but her form has been remarkable. You know, she had to drop about 24 kilos to get back into, Olympic shape. And she did that, and she's just been unbelievable, unstoppable in the NBL one. So, I guess you take the best players that are available, and she's shaping up to be one of those in Australia at the moment.
Now, Michelle, all-time greats. We've got Michelle Timms and we've got Lauren Jackson. Just from a legacy point of view, how exciting is it to see her still going around and making this bold comeback as well?
Oh, it's inspirational. I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't be doing it, but I'm way too long out of the game. But look, the thing about Jacko, which makes her the greatest of all time, is that she's a very strong-minded young lady. And, she played with a strong mind. And when she set her mind to this comeback, which originally I think was for herself personally to be able to go out on her own terms, rather than having the last couple of years riddled with injury, which is the way she finished her illustrious career. But once she set her mind to this comeback, it was no holding back. And what she's done is quite remarkable, as I just mentioned, to get, you know, drop that amount of weight and get herself back into being dynamic and being able to put the ball on the floor as fluent as she... to put the ball in the ring as fluent as she is at the moment is quite remarkable.
Michelle, she's 41. You played till you were 36, which was pretty remarkable in itself, but 41.
Yeah, I think it's not the age as much as the amount of time she's had out of the game. You know, like the amount of time, I think she's had like nine years out of the game, and then to come back and be able to put herself in contention to be selected for the World Cup team is remarkable, you know. So, and of course the age of 41. I think Christy Harrower, another legend of the game, played until she was about 41 as well. And Sue Bird is a point guard in America who's quite famous, and she'll be retiring very soon at 40 as well. So, it's more the amount of time that she's been out of the game and now coming back, and obviously done enough for the selectors and the coach to think that she might be a shot at making the World Cup team in September in Sydney.
And it's timely, Michelle. I mean, the Liz Cambage saga and... how that dragged on, but the bottom line is she's not going to play for Australia again. But having Lauren back, I mean, it doesn't fully negate that, but it helps.
No, it totally negates that. And I think that what Lauren brings is a wealth of experience and the attitude that you need to be a winner. And maybe we didn't have that before in Cambridge, but we've definitely, you know, Lauren's proven that. And she can build a winning culture, and she's proven that. And this is a team that's trying to find its way after the Cambridge era. And I think it would be absolutely fantastic for these young kids to have Lauren Jackson on board. Whether she makes the team or not, personally, I think she's got a great shot and probably will make the team. But I just think it's a luxury for the Opals right now to have somebody who's so proven and with such a strong mindset and knows how to build a culture and a winning attitude. I think it's fantastic to have her involved in the program. Even if she, you know, doesn't make the team, what she's going to be able to do for the team right now in their rebuild will be nothing short of phenomenal.
Michelle, if she does make the team, do you think she'll be given a leading playing role, or do you think she'll be there almost to mentor and maybe pinch hit and do a little bit on the court as well, because we're so used to seeing her dominate? Do you think she'd be comfortable and unselfish enough if it was a lesser role she was asked to play?
I think if she was a lot younger, she wouldn't have been able to handle that. But, she's out the other side as an athlete, and I think that she can definitely play a role. But, I mean, we won't know what, if she gets selected, we won't know just yet what that will look like. Is she in that greater form she can be a starter? Will she pinch it, like you said? Will she come in and just play, 10 to 15 minutes? Or will she just be used as a mentor? I'm not quite sure, but I'm very excited to see what does come out. I mean, the big thing with Lauren now is that she has to maintain health, so she has to stay healthy. And I know that Basketball Australia, like all the athletes, have had to go through rigorous fitness testing over the last, I think it's 3 or 4 months, which Lauren has been doing and passing. So she's on her way, and we'll see how this all unfolds. And big thing for me is that if she can stay healthy, I can see her making this team.
Will she have to move into the WNBL? Will she have to change from Albury, or can she stay playing there?
Oh, no, they play different ends of the year, so she can play. She'll continue to play with Albury. And then I guess with the World Cup rocking up in September in Sydney, then she'll play that, and then the WNBL is after that. So if she feels like she wants to, if she makes the team and is feeling good and she wants to roll the dice for Paris, which would be a big stretch, I think, but then she'd join a WNBL team. But I'm not 100% sure, but I would imagine maybe Sydney would be a lovely swan song for her.
Be absolutely sensible. Again, exactly, part two. But, I mean, there's so many layers to this, which is just simply incredible. It's 25 years after she made her debut. She's a four-time Olympic medalist. You yourself, you're a two-time Olympic medalist as well. So having that massive, massive pot of gold at the end of the rainbow must be something that's quite inspiring for athletes this far out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting for Lauren to be able to throw a hat in the ring and come back and give it her best shot of trying to make this Australian team and be able to finish her career on Australian soil with her kids watching, who are old enough now to understand that mum might be playing for Australia.
Now, when I was growing up as a basketball-loving kid, there was Michelle Timms and there was Shane Heal, two of the superstars, and now we get to see the next generation of Heal in Shiloh. Can you just tell us about her and what it's been like watching her journey as well? Because I think it's been very exciting to see her go through the grades.
Yeah, it has. Look, I'm a massive Shiloh fan, I guess because she's a point guard and that's the position I played. And I've just seen her evolve over the years, and it's been really fun to watch. She's got a great IQ. She's been coached by her dad, so she's had, from an IQ point of view, a huge head start as a young basketballer. And she just works so darn hard on the game, and it's exciting to see, to think that she'd get an opportunity to play with Lauren Jackson. That'd be unbelievable. I think that Lauren could really help someone like Shiloh Heal. I was watching the games against Japan just recently, and I was just thinking, if Lauren Jackson was out there then, the likes of her and Shiloh Heal, they'd just be having a ball out there, playing together with Lauren's experience and encouragement and that. I think it would be absolutely fantastic for young players like Shiloh. But I'm excited for Shiloh Heal and her future and her involvement in the Opals. She's going to have a long, illustrious career.
Michelle Timms, you're an absolute legend of Australian basketball. Thanks so much for having a chat today.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, guys.
Michelle Timms there speaking about the very exciting news that Lauren Jackson is back in the Golden Green. We're going to take a break on RSN 927.